who want to pray and to help with prayer. But I guess there's a lot of people who think that we do is too complicated if they were to watch it. But especially when we get to the point of checking in at a hotel and into our hotel room. Now, Paul has a routine, and I've learned to stay out of the way. They say this to me, you know, the bathroom, the bathroom, white tennis shirt and purposes. And that's my routine, and it's a little bit different than Paul's. And she kind of ignores me as I'm going through my routine, or just laughs. It's very flat back in the morning. Here's what Paul says. Doesn't have ice cream, and if it does, is it heaven? And if it is, do they have mine flavors? Or where's the local store? And what about the TV on the remote? And what kind of breakfast starts from that? What they say from Richmond, because it's always before it's been done. That means to know, is there room for it? Here, look at this menu. It is amazing. Now, if you think about how true pleasure is stepping into a hotel, you need to consider it. Carol is a little more polite. Perhaps you would say she's more about the expense. I tend to be more about the process of the question. And if you think about my experience over the years with this, I would have to admit that the red hotel and hotel room that I chose on my own was the last hotel, the hotel room that I chose for on my own. Carol would actually tell you that it was a nightmare. We looked at three rooms before she started, if we had to. Slept with a closer until her eyes opened. I had no telehealth, but I slept alone. A number of years later, since then, I have since lived in hotels. I've learned to tell her that I love her. Why she takes the way she does, and what I'm going to allow to do. Now, as I think about my experience, I wonder about other people. Are they like us? Are any of you like us? We're so like that. For more reason, I've been thinking about Jesus. Actually, Joseph is very good. I think that makes sense. Is this Christmas? They all talk about the Christmas drama. And if you think about them as the key players of the story, in the reading, we learn that they headed off to Bethlehem. And it might have seemed to them, this young couple, a really cool adventure to head out from their small town to the bigger town, from Nazareth in Galilee. It's kind of like moving Python, Dallas, going to school. And it was cool. It would have been cool, except for the no reservation thing. Cool, it would have been cool, except for the one for the ride and the donkey. Cool, except for there were no rooms waiting for them. And of course, there was the smelly enemy cup that became the room. And that whole being very present. Otherwise, it was kind of a really cool adventure. And I suspect that at some point in the process, Mary would have come to the head and mumbled something that sounded like, he's dissociated. But what we read in Luke is just that. And Luke is so careful to catch all the details for us. But he also caught the heart of what was going on. Listen with me as we read through Luke 2:1-7, and I'm going to be using a modified NIV with some helpful comments. Because there's some pieces in there I don't want to read. So listen to these words. In those days, there were thinking 4 to 6 weeks, Caesar adopted issue a decree that a census, or a census, should be taken of the entire Roman world. Now, there's some backstory here. Apparently, Caesar was about to raise taxes. He needed to know how many people he could have. First, this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. Now, for those of you who are normally doing this on a Sunday morning, you know that repeatedly mentioned that in the scriptures, all doesn't always mean all, and every doesn't always mean every. Well, this is that one of them. Caesar actually meant everyone. As in every single census, regardless, no one excused, even barren pregnant women. He wrote the gospel letter to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, and that's an area that's just north of the region of Samaria, which is the center section of the Palestine area, and it's southwest of the Sea of Galilee. To Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, which is south of Jerusalem. Now, if you're fine with it, if you know what you're doing, you're heading down, I have to ask people to look for you. It's about an 80 to 90 mile adventure. And it would have been either walking or a donkey ride. Keep in mind, it's a very good one. Some of it would have been over rugged land, some of it uphill, and they probably traveled about 2 miles. They did this because he belonged to the house and line of David. And so this whole scenario, superficially, is because of his relatives. He went to the register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Now, Mary did. And so when the exodus of this unfortunate adventure, leaving home, going to another town, which they got to be away from their nosy neighbors. And when they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. Now, in that time, the baby can be born. And Mary gave birth to a firstborn and a son. And she wrapped him in bands of fat and placed him in a manger, which is what moms did back then, and still in some places today would do that. Now, that would be wrapping the baby in cloth to keep it warm and safe, not just placing the baby in a manger. That's just weird. First step to go. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn, the son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth, placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for him. And in this moment, I have to tell you that I feel a strong sense of solidarity with Joseph, who is probably never again allowed to make the family proud of her. Now, the things that I know, there's not very many things here that I know with certainty, but there was no room for snack shop. There was no snack shop, but there was no ice cream. But there were no beds, so no bed bugs. There was an animal bed, probably an animal smell, and that animal scent probably also led to the reality that there was not much privacy. And yet, in the moment after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary reject his regular marvel over tenor centuries and ethics. And it's opposed to the upside of being distracted by baby Jesus. It's the offer of downside concerns that were no longer concerns. Who needs more things? We have a baby. Who cares if the toilet paper is cracking? We have a baby. And who remembers the awkward joke with the baby? Now, I'm a serious person. I'm a very serious person. The people know me best to tell you that I'm probably too serious. And I always want to know a little bit more about what's going on. And as I thought about this scene, I've even imagined the conversation and it's something precious that they were looking at the king of the toes and said, listen, Joseph, as he's carrying all his things, you can trust him and say, look, he has money on. And Mary is responding back, he can't possibly have your money. simple. And it has the exciting tendency to zero before it gets to you. But the Christmas story is not like worship. There's no need to call an operator to request a soul chat with Jesus for philosophers through 356. The tool, if you send us two orders of Jesus, it's not like that. You see, Jesus is a whole one. He's closer than a phone. He's closer than a watch. He's closer than a business.